Joined on the post-game show by the head coach of the Farmington Knights, Brent Eckley, a big win over the Central Rebels. And was it tough this week adjusting from the high-powered offense that you guys faced last week against Festus now to that slow-tempo run game style offense that Central ran tonight?
Yeah, it made it kind of hard for us. Practice is really tough to prepare for them because you're always nervous you're going to get somebody injured when there's a big scrum. And so you want to kind of be limited on your snaps. But, you know, I was pleased with how our guys adjusted. And I thought Park Hills guys, I thought they played hard and they were physical. And I thought they did a really nice job, especially early in the game, doing some different things that, I mean, we feel very fortunate that we didn't give up a touchdown there early because they had some different stuff in there. It was really tough to keep track of them.
How difficult is it for those younger players or those players that maybe didn't get those looks last year that come in this year to the defense and face that kind of offense where Central kind of lines up and then adjusts last second? How tough is that on those players to kind of adjust on the fly like that?
It's really hard. It's really hard, and you can't simulate it very well in practice because you're going off a scout book, and so the guys are all right there in front of you, and it's like you don't get the sense of, okay, guys on, guys off, and us having to make that adjustment. I thought Coach Bland did a really nice job, and the defensive staff did a really nice job of getting our guys on and off the field pretty cleanly to match them.
Defensively, a couple of interceptions, one big pick six. What'd you like defensively tonight?
It's nice to get a couple turnovers and be plus in that area. I thought our guys tackled a little bit better this week than last week. I thought our targets were a little bit lower. And then I have to look, you know, kind of the unsung heroes. You start looking at our defensive linemen. We had some guys that were really grinding it out in there and taking on double teams and cutting, and they were just all in the mosh pit in there. And allowed the linebackers to run, allowed the safeties to be able to run to be able to make some tackles. And I thought that was really critical.
Can that raise that confidence level heading into the district play now when the defense plays a game like that?
Yeah, I think so. It's neat that, you know, we've had an opportunity to prepare for, you know, double wing, and we prepared for this offense. It's a little bit different yet. We've had to prepare for some empty stuff. And so it's good. It's all good learning stuff for our guys.
You get the district tournament starting next week. Looking at it on paper, your group probably a lock for the first round bye.
Yeah.
That being said, do you use the week to prepare for week two, or do you kind of take a little bit of a break and not, I guess, necessarily a break, but give some of those guys that are banged up a little bit of a breather?
Yeah, what we end up doing on it, for the most part, is we just schedule in 2 days that they're off, that they don't have contact with me. They don't have to see me for two of those days during the week. And then the other 3 days, we try to focus on fundamentals as much as we can and focus on us. So if there's some things that we can clean up, some new wrinkles that we want to look at, those are things that we're able to put in during that time.